I'm here at Palace Gates Yard in Westminster, where the BNP is holding, or is waiting, basically, waiting to go to permission from the police to march up Whitehall and up to the Cenotaph. Not been able to do that, they haven't, because there's been a whole group of anti-BNP supporters from various different groups who have basically held these supporters here hostage for the past sort of 3 hours, and the police have not let these supporters go anywhere near those supporters over there. It's been a quite a tense situation, but there's been some movement now of the anti-BNP supporters over the other side, so that these BNP supporters are hoping that they now will be able to march on the Cenotaph and be given an extra hour to do so. And I'm here with one of them here. I don't know who your what your name is.
My name's Mark.
Hello,
I'm from Essex.
And why are you here, Mark?
Basically, I'm here because of what happened in Woolwich last Wednesday. I think it's absolutely disgusting that that can happen in our own capital. You know, it's another nail in the coffin from the Islamist extremists.
But are you a BNP member?
I was a BNP member. I then left the BNP and I followed the English Defence League. But I have now rejoined the BNP.
Why? What's the difference between the two? Explain to us.
The BNP is more political. You know, they're going to be around for a long time. The EDL, very good numbers, you know, they can pull out a lot of people, but they don't stand in elections and things like that. You know, hopefully the BNP are here to stay. I wish the EDL and the BNP would get together, really, because it would make a massive party. But there's a lot of differences, I believe, with Tommy Robinson and Nick Griffin and, you know, people of both parties.
And I mean, you said to me just before we started recording that you're not here for trouble or violence.
No.
You're here to lay a wreath.
I'm like, yeah.
That can't be said, though, of some of those members, for example, of the EDL and the
no.
more extreme members maybe of the BNP.
No, well, yeah, I can't speak for them. I mean, I'm here to lay a wreath, pay my respects to Lee Rigby. You know, it's the situation here today is, as you've seen yourself, it's the anti-fascists that are getting arrested. It's not us. We're not causing no trouble. We're just standing around here waiting so we can march.
To be honest, though, and to be fair, you know, the numbers, your numbers are a lot smaller than their numbers.
Yeah,
and it would
definitely.
Be foolish for any definitely. Group to go out and try to combat
no,
a group
quite,
that's
yeah.
sort of 10 times your
yeah.
magnitude.
Yeah, no, that's quite right. But
don't
they
know
are the
whether
ones.
That's the case.
Well,
you know.
I don't know. But, you know, I'm just sticking up for us lot because we always get the bad publicity. There's old people here, there's kids here, there's women here, there's not skinheads and, you know, with dealer boots on and all that. It's just a normal British working class people.
Why do you think so few people have come out to this side then? And so many people on the other side?
A few random have got trying to lie at the top there.
Who was that?
BNP got turned away, so
they were,
most of them, and they're still getting turned away now.
I did see there was a group of about five young people that said they were looking for the EDL march.
Yes,
I overheard them.
Yeah,
they weren't allowed to come in here.
No,
but there was
but there's a
couple of other people that were BNP that they're stopping coming in.
Who are you, sir? But can I ask you for your name? Where are you from?
I'm Dave, and I'm from Essex. So
there's a group from Southend, and they had about 20, 30 people, and they've been turned away down there as well. So
is
they
that
weren't
because they didn't get there on time. Because
I'm not too sure, to be honest. Because I mean, we didn't get here on time, and we was allowed
what time
in.
Did you get here?
Time is it? I don't know.
It was about 1:30. But is there a time limit? You know?
Well, no. But the thing is, what happened was that there was, as people were congregating here, I was just talking to one of the BNP members. And then a whole lot of anti-BNP people surged, exactly, and then the police basically contained this area.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm suggesting may have been that if you weren't here before
possibly,
that...
Possibly.
They might think they're from that group trying to get in here, but
yeah.
I know a few people that have tried to get in and they can't get in, so... And I thought, you know, it's your freedom to march, really.
And what are you here for, David? Mark says he's here to lay a wreath.
I'm here for the BNP party.
Yeah.
And for what it stands for.
I mean, what we haven't had any trouble from this side at all. It's been extremely quiet.
Yeah.
And it's been extremely quiet, even verbally.
Yeah.
It hasn't really
been we haven't
chanted or.
No,
you know.
We haven't done nothing. We're not here for that. We are here to pay our respects to Lee Rigby and to publicise about the extremism of Islam.
It must be disappointing, though. Like you say, you've got... OK, there was some people stopped from coming in. But really, yeah, not a great showing. Not a great showing.
At the end of the day, it doesn't take many. It only takes a few to put a point across.
And there are other demos going on around the country as well, including the EDL and the BNP, all around the country that are doing things for Lee Rigby. So that's stopped a lot of people coming down as well. But it is, I think it's a poor show.
It's a poor show, but at the end of the day, you don't need hundreds to put your point across.
Do you think that the guys that are protesting against your protest are also thinking about Lee Rigby?
No. No, they don't care about Lee Rigby.
Well, at the end of the day, we can't say anything about that because we don't know what they're thinking. At the end of the day, they're doing is inciting a riot and getting arrested. And all we're here is to do it is a march for the BNP.
I just think they're here just to cause trouble, just to have a row. They say we're all Nazis, and obviously, as you can see, we're all Nazis here. And that's all they want to do. They want to come here, you know. You can see what type of people they are. They look like people that don't work. They all claim benefits which we pay into.
Do you think the people here work?
Yeah. Well, I should think.
Do you work?
Well, I do. Yeah.
Yes.
All right, but you know.
Yeah. No. That's fair enough.
Would
but I mean,
survey?
Yeah.
Do you think
I think more people here would work than up there. Yeah, and they could do with a good old bath as well.
We're not racist. I'm not racist at all.
Not one little bit.
Not racist at all.
We will be called racist because we support the BNP.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So if you are not racist...
Who else could we go to? Conservatives? No.
Labour? No.
Labour? Definitely not. I was a Labour voter when I was younger.
Same here.
Absolutely stitched this country up. Tony Blair is a... Won't say nothing.
David Cameron, all he is a snotty-nosed schoolboy that hasn't got a clue.
So what you're saying is that you are joining the BNP, because you don't have any other option.
You've got UKIP.
But how
come there's no anybody of any other colour but white than in the BNP?
There is.
Who?
I don't know if there's anyone here.
What's that?
White people.
How come there's
British
only white people in the BNP?
There isn't. There is
other colours.
There's none here.
What if Lee Rigby had been a Sikh soldier or a Muslim soldier or a black soldier, would you still be out here protesting?
Too right.
Yeah, because he's fighting
it
for our
country. It doesn't matter what race he is or what colour he is. He was a British soldier. He was fighting for our country. What more can I say? At the end of the day, he was a British soldier. Whether he be black, Asian, it doesn't really matter. What's that got to do with the person himself doing a job in Britain?
Well, it doesn't, but I think it might surprise other people to think that you would come out and support them.
So what if it was, say, a Muslim and five white people then doing exactly the same thing?
Oh, God, we'd we'd all be called racist.
But because it was two blacks on one white, that's not racist.
That's not been classed as racism or anything. You know, that's just been classed terrorism, but they don't want to blame it on Islam.
It's treason.
Do they think we are so daft?
It's treason at the end of the day, because there were British people killing a British soldier. I class it as treason.